Episode 617, Lies and Labels.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, sweet ladies. What you up to today? I hope you've had a marvelous weekend. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It is a time of reflection, a time for you to rejuvenate yourself from the inside out, to renew your mind, body, and your spirit. I sometimes think we go through our weeks and it just ends up being ungodly, strenuous muscles. And we just keep straining them, whether it's the straining of our thoughts, the straining of literally our muscles, where we overexercise and we really put way too much focus and emphasis on things that really honestly don't matter, like our Facebook feeds or our Pinterest page, or maybe we're into Instagram and we're following all of these, or we're on Snapchat, wherever you are. But sometimes we get caught up in the things of life that really don't matter. And it becomes our true focus. And so here at Sweet Spirit, we get to take some time, a few moments, to turn the clock and say, you know what? There is no time but me time. And that's your time right now. Lies and labels. This is a tough one to chat about, but I thought it was really important that we break away from some of the things and the thoughts and what we say to ourselves and how we say to ourselves, the tone of our thoughts, where it leads us. And part of that spectrum is lies and labels. As you arose this morning, stretching your tight muscles, what lies and labels did you communicate loudly and boldly to yourself? What image did you paint in your mind with your thoughts, looking at your reflection? Today is the day to reflect, a day to revitalize your mind, your body, and your spirit. And in order to do so, you must take aim in removing the lies and labels you tell yourself. We tell ourselves lots of lies every single day. I went on a run this morning and I told myself a lie. Oh my gosh, my legs are so heavy. Okay, physically they felt heavy, but really were they that heavier? No. But I told myself this because I really didn't want to run any longer. And it was my long run day. And I thought, okay, I can convince myself if I'm that tired and I really can't take another step. But you know what? It didn't happen. And I did finish my long run. But I did get caught up for a few moments in the lies. And then it was labeling myself that I was going to be a quitter. And I thought, that's really not where I want to be. But it's unfortunate that most of us in our lives, our day-to-day walk, we fall into lies and labels. You deserve to tell yourself the truth, but doing so in love and respect for you. Instead, you choose to beat yourself up with condescending labels and lies to hold you hostage to your past. What have you repeated to yourself of your past that keeps you held there, that doesn't allow you to move forward? It could be anything. It may have to do with sexual intimacy. It could have something to do with, oh my goodness, weight. It could have something to do with your finances. It could have something to do with the car that you drive, the house that you own, or the house that you don't own. But we tell ourselves these lies. We tell ourselves and we give ourselves these labels. And it just holds us hostage to the past. God doesn't want you to hurt yourself. But with these lies and labels, you are doing just that. The little lies you tell yourself, the little whispers in your head, they tear down your confidence. They confuse your inner self with conflicting clarity and forces a label that you claim as you. Now, if you really were to break that down, think about that. These lies, these little whispers, they tear down your confidence. So if you're telling yourself bad things, you don't feel really good about yourself, do you? No. So there goes confidence out the window. It confuses your inner self with conflicting clarity. Now, talk about confusing. But I said that specifically for a reason. We think we are very clear on things in our life. Oh, I know this is the direction I'm supposed to be going. But then all of a sudden something happens. And now you have conflicting clarity. You're like, which way do I go? Do I take the right or do I take the left? Or do I go straight ahead? It confuses us. And then it begins to force a label. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. So I'm just going to fly by the seat of my pants. And you become the procrastinator. And you become okay with that. And it's a label now that you call as you. The lies you tell yourself are the labels you become. What have you told yourself this past week? Let me give you an example. Maybe you said something like this. I can't do this. I'm a horrible mom. Who would want me as a wife? I have nothing to wear. I'm too fat. I ate too much at lunch. Look at me. Is this all life is? I will never amount to anything. I'm not pretty. I can't even do the laundry right. Even the cat is mad at me. Whether it's stated out loud or a fleeting thought, these lies and labels are destructive. They're killing you from the inside out. Now, what if you were to change that? And instead of telling yourself all of what you can't do, all of what you just heard, what if it sounded like this? You are amazing. You do the best you can every day. You sacrifice for your family. You look adorable in whatever you wear. You use food as fuel to get you through your day. Life is worth living. You can do anything one step at a time. You are beautiful. The house is filled with messy love. Your heart is full of gratitude. There's a big difference in those set of thoughts. Which ones do you want to whisper? Now, I'm going to make an assumption here. And it's a big assumption, I know. But hopefully, you're going to go with the you are amazing one. The one that started out and said, if I can't do this, yeah, we're going to stick with you are amazing. When you want to have truth told to you, you have to have it out of love and respect for yourself. God wants us to tell us the truth. It's important that we look in the mirror and we really understand reality in what we face. Some days we do need to look in the mirror and we need to have that reflection of, sweetheart, you are looking a little heavy. Maybe we do need to be thinking about losing weight. But you don't have to sit there and say, well, I'm too fat. You're simply ugly. You're the ugly duckling of the family. But those three words, I'm too fat, leads us down that road of I'm the ugly duckling. I'll never amount to anything. We get stuck in oh, woe's me. We get down that road. We become bitter. There's no sweetness in our voice anymore. We know the world is always out to get us, but that's not the life worth living. You see, that's the lies and labels. You got to get away from that. You got to escape it. That's not the life that God created for you. It's not the life that He has designed for you. So this week, when you begin to tell yourself lies and labels, because you know what? It's going to happen. I catch myself once in a while. And I got to tell you, this has taken a lot of work and effort for me. Women are very judgmental of themselves. I know, amazing, huh? You already knew that, didn't you? I didn't need to tell you that. But again, we don't talk about it. But we don't like what we see. And if we don't like what we see, we begin making up excuses, which means we're making up lies, which then turns into labels, which then leads to truth. So when you begin to go down that path, and you know, after listening to this, you may catch yourself pretty quickly and like, oh my gosh, I actually did that. I can't believe I was thinking that. She was in my head. No, I'm not in your head. But when you begin to tell yourself the lies and labels, I want you to stop immediately and say, or if you're driving, you know, change your thought or change the music to help you change your thought. And I want you to say this, I'm made for more, aim high. I'm made for more, aim high. You see, when you continue to tell yourself these lies and labels, they become the truth. When you believe them as the truth, you commit word suicide, tearing your heart apart, piece by piece by piece. You don't want to do that to yourself. And those are strong statements there, and they're meant to be there. You don't want to commit word suicide. You were created for so much more. You were created on purpose for a purpose. So you need to say, I'm made for more, aim high. You see, your Band-Aid is to tell yourself exactly that. I'm made for more, aim high. It's the Band-Aid that you're going to place over your heart when these lies and labels come up. And eventually over time, your heart will be healed. You'll begin to see that you are truly made for more. Aim high. And you know what I mean by aim high. Action ignites motivation high. This is your first step. One step leads to miles of greatness. I want to share with you a verse. Psalms 51 verses 10 through 12. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore in me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. You are not those lies and labels you tell yourself. Create within you, out of love and respect, the image that God has designed, specifically and uniquely, fearfully and wonderfully made within you. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.